This is Dr. Schneer dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Cynthia Bowers. This goes to Dr. James Pridgen, P-R-I-D-G-E-N, on 9-1-22. Mrs. Bowers performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there was a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Period. Pneumopneumonic impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Hutt, H-U-T-T. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 9-1-22, Mrs. No, forget this one. No, the next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert DeBuse. On 9-1-22, Mr. DeBuse performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators. Period. Pneumopneumonic impression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma. And when compared to a prior study dated 6-22-20, there's been no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on William Taylor. On 9-1-22, Mr. Taylor performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Period. After walking 390 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%. Period. Pneumopneumonic impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Templeman. This goes to Dr. Price. On 9-1-22, Mr. Templeman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-26-22, there's been improvement. Period. Pneumopneumonic impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some improvement. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Katie Cook. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 9-1-22, Mrs. Cook performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%. Period. After walking 386 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%. Period. Pneumopneumonic impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Diane Foster. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 9-1-22, Mrs. Foster performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity. Period. Pneumopneumonic impression, minimal restriction, without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity. Period. Thank you.